We're the only county in North America that has three automotive assemblers. We have a number of automotive parts. We have aerospace companies. We have defense companies. We have advanced manufacturing companies. We have food processing companies.
Tillsonburg's Economic Development Director, Cephas Panshaw, knows Oxford County sits in a position of strength. Over the last decade, a time in which Southern Ontario has been bleeding manufacturing job losses, Oxford County has been adding jobs by the hundreds. But with that success comes the challenge to sustain. An already aged local workforce is moving closer to hanging up their hard hats for good. Over the next 20 years, the number of working-age Canadians for every senior will fall from 5 today to 2.7 by 2030. That's a nearly 50% decrease and has been referred to as a tsunami in slow motion. Well, the first wave of that tsunami is already making an impact for local companies like Timberland Equipment. Human Resources Manager Sharon Dykstra.
We've already struggled with that quite a bit. We've struggled very much with hiring engineers.
Never has Timberland been more successful on an international scale. They just capped off a major expansion last year. But as Dykstra tells Heart FM, their success largely comes from the knowledge of their workforce.
We have a very customized product. So when we do have people here that have been here for a number of years, like over 25 years, and they leave, a lot of that knowledge leaves with them.
Oxford County's CAO Peter Crockett sees the challenges ahead for local companies, not only to replace the experienced workers who are retiring, but to attract young new talent for emerging jobs that will be created in the future.
It's not just the manufacturing sector. All aspects of our economy have a technology perspective to them anymore. As our economy grows, we need to have a workforce for the jobs that get created.
So what can be done then to replenish the local workforce? The buzz phrase is newcomer attraction, opening the doors of Oxford County to new residents and, in some cases, new Canadians. CEO at Community Employment Services, Jeff Surridge, says we have no other choice.
The reality is if we can't respond to the needs of business, we run the risk of losing those businesses. It would have a devastating impact on our local economy if we started losing employers because they couldn't find skilled workers.
Tomorrow, in part two of Help Wanted, we'll explore the collaboration taking place to attract newcomers to Oxford County.